Hello, good evening. My name is Larry, and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, if your home, a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's an individual. Hold on. Well, it's actually joined to another.
Okay, well, you say that it's a an apartment, or what would you say that is, I'm sorry?
I guess you'd call it, it's not really considered a condominium, but it's an HOA. One is joined to another. We have hurricane windows and doors.
Oh, okay. So is this considered an apartment or a detached home?
There's three in a, it's a court, and there's three that are joined together, and then another three, then another three.
Okay, but yours specifically is an apartment, kind of an apartment, or like a studio, like a single studio?
It's like, I guess a condominium. It's one level. It's three bedrooms.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And do you own or rent your home? Okay, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1980,
thank you very much. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
I don't own the property. Wait. The property.
So no upgrades have made?
Are you talking about the dwelling or the land?
Like the property itself, like the house, like any type of roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
Yes. Impact windows.
Okay, thank you very much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida? Okay, thank you very much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yes.
A hurricane category 1?
Yes.
Category 2?
I'm trying to remember.
A 3 perhaps, 4 or 5?
Not in this house. Not in this house.
Okay. Just a tropical storm in Category 1 hurricane.
Yeah, maybe a Category 2 or 3. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go up to... Okay.
Thank you. And do you recall the name or the year of the tropical storm?
Irma would have been... I would guess 6 years ago.
Okay, the Irma hurricane.
Okay.
Is that the one they mentioned in 2017?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. So that would have been a category 5.
Well, when it hit us, it was probably a 3.
Oh, a 3. Thank you very much.
It was
and do you... Thank you. Do you recall the name or the year of the tropical storm or the Category 1 hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I do want to ask you, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you very much. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
We've faced some pretty harrowing experiences, but we have found in our trust with God that we have had to just lay out there and just pray
And when the Category 5 is coming at us.
Yes. Yeah. So you thought they...
showed me his holding the storm, because we had seen nothing change from the time we had started praying, and usually it will descend or start to move. And I say, God, there's nowhere we can send it, because they already had Harvey over at Texas, and every place was badly battered. And
thank you, ma'am. And so sorry to interrupt. Yeah, so sorry to cut you off. I do wanna know, like, how vulnerable do you feel? Can you tell me whether you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
That's what I'm saying, because it's a, I mean, you can't, we are at the mercy of, we have hurricanes in Florida. If you're over in other parts of the country, you've got tornadoes. Here we have hurricanes. Yeah. We have to take it seriously, and that's why we have to really take, you know, God says pray and take authority over what passes through the sea. So we have to really depend on him to protect us. I can do everything I can with the impact windows and everything else. But the bottom line is my life and my vulnerability I have to place in his hands.
I do understand, ma'am. But just for the statistical, you know, purposes and for the survey's purposes, can you tell me whether you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Mm-hmm. See, that's a hard one to put in because of the subjection that you have to place with it. So just put, I can't answer that one.
Will you say that you feel not too vulnerable? Or somewhat vulnerable?
No, I really can't say any of that. But, you know, you can pick... can you not just ignore that one and go on with the rest of it?
I do understand. I get the concern. Unfortunately, I do need to get this answer so we can go ahead and move forward. Keep in mind.
Just put down somewhat, and then that way I can take it and place that where I put my face, okay?
Thank you. Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
Well, we prepare like everyone else does by storing up food, water, having things intact. And again, we bring in our knowledge of what God has done when he dispersed the storm. And we're dependent on him, and we've watched him do it. So our church experiences have seen this worked out. You probably haven't, but we have. And we've seen him bring it from a 5 down to a 3 to a 1. So,
Thank you.
But we do it. Everybody else does. We make sure that there are things that are in place and that we have plenty of the stuff in store.
Thank you very much for your answer. Now, when will you begin to prepare for your home? When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I try to start in January before the season is and just have things on hand. That doesn't mean I don't have get, but I try to have stuff in place before then.
So you start preparing on January, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
My
mom, very much.
Because we have to.
Thank you.
Nope.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Certain.
Will you say that you're very certain or somewhat certain?
Everything is in place, like with insurance. all the different insurances that I need for hurricane or flood. So everything that I can do is, you know, is in place.
Okay, so you will say that you are very certain that you are,
pretty much certain, yeah.
Thank you. And I want you to please select your top three sources of information. I want you to give me three, okay? So, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp.
I'm sorry. Are you asking me what do I use to let me know that a storm is coming?
No, just to get any type of information, your sources of information. Yes, for the storm.
I would say the TV.
Okay. And what other two? Can you please tell me your top three?
Sure. It wouldn't be the social medias. It would more be like word of mouth, friends, family, or the TV, you know.
Okay, and will you say, like, internet sources or radio or newspaper?
Radio, news, radio, TV,
and your friends and family.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Now, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness? From 1 to 5.
I would say a 4.
Thank you very much. Now, have any of these factors impacted your availability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income, or employment, cost of housing, cost of child care, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, transportation costs, or cost of insurance? Or none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
I haven't had to deal with loss of, like, child care or income because of not being able to get to a job.
Okay, so you will say that none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Thank you. Neither flood nor evacuation zone?
I don't know what flood is. I know we are not in a evacuation and we are not in a flood zone.
Thank you. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you will probably never leave?
Well, I don't go against an order. That just wouldn't be wise unless you had some not if they ordered it. If they ordered it, we would leave.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend, family? Another location within the state, as far as possible to another state? Or you will not leave under any circumstances?
That's all dependent on what we're facing, but if we had to leave to another state, that would probably be wise.
Okay, thank you very much. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
1.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
That I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? You are certain that you could come up with the full $2,000 you could probably come up with that $2,000. You could probably not come up with that $2,000, or you're certain that you could not come up with that $2,000.
I'm certain I could.
Okay. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat? It remained the same? Increased somewhat? Increased significantly?
I could answer that. I could guess, but I couldn't answer that accurately.
Yeah, remember that there are no wrong or right answers. We just need to know your opinion.
Possibly a slight increase.
Okay. Will you say that somewhat increased?
Okay.
Okay, and that's in the last year. How about in the last 1 to 3 years? Like, did it increase? It decreased? Like, it increased or?
I would say it increased.
Okay, and would you say that somewhat increased or significantly increased?
Somewhat.
And how about in the last 3 to 5 years?
Same thing.
Okay. And lastly, in the last 5 to 10 years?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Did you increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or did you just continue paying the rate?
I did not change companies.
Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Like 100%, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking on that one.
That's okay, thank you. Now, which of the following will you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county, move to another county within Florida, move to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I probably would not move.
Thank you very much. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
You mean not carrying the insurance?
Yes. It has been a trend that homeowners have paid off their mortgage just to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider that if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
To cancel your... Okay, thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would say local.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we're almost done, okay? I just have a few more questions. So, on scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? Like, you
confidence.
Have no confidence? Okay, and will you say... Reasonable confidence or very, very high confidence?
I would say high confidence.
Okay. Now, and how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I would say confidence.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're asking me how confident I think I am in their taking in consideration that?
Yes. From 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have?
5. 5.
Thank you very much. And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
My development?
Yes, that new developments, like in general in your area or in Florida?
I'm confident.
Will you say reasonable confidence or very high confidence?
Yes. Reasonable.
Thank you. And how about that new developments take into account flood risks?
Very confident.
Very high confidence?
Yeah.
Thank you. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Reasonable.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Wait.
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute. You have said time. We're almost done. I need you to look at your paper and see how many more questions.
It's just a few more questions.
How many?
I don't really have an exact number, like 3 or 4, I believe. So we are almost done.
Okay.
We're like, So, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
You don't believe it's happening, or you don't believe that your finances will be affected?
No, to both.
Okay. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, which is under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? You can select 3. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job.
I don't think you mentioned what was important to me.
You can also mention.
Okay, for me, it was the ease of being able to take care of the house and having the property taken care of because my husband was ill.
Okay. So the ability to take care of the property?
Yeah, for everything to be maintained that I didn't have because I needed, it, you know, that would be something being a woman by myself. It was better that I'm in a place where they're taking care of the things that I don't have to worry about.
Of course, thank you. And can you mention if either neighborhoods, schools, or what other 2 characteristics were the most important to you? Neighborhood, schools, crime.
Neighborhood was important. The neighbors, accessibility to what's around in the community.
Thank you very much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say that less than a year? Between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20?
Oh.
This is just for us to have an idea, okay? Again, there are no wrong or right answers.
Let's say 3 to 5.
Okay. 3 to 5. Thank you very much. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
74.
I'm sorry?
74.
Thank you very much. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Myself.
It's just you, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your marital status?
Widow.
Are you... Okay, thank you very much. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
Thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, thank you very much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And can you please tell me which is the income range for your household?
So you don't have that broken down.
Like under 20,000, 20,000 to 30,000, 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or over 100,000?
Let's see. I would say 50, 75.
Okay, thank you. So these were all the questions I had. I would like to thank you very much for your responses and thank you for your time and your participation. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.